Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Gordon with SCS Flooring out in Southern California. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. So tell us a little bit about SCS. Catch our listeners up on what your business is.
SCS, we're a flooring contractor based out of Los Angeles, California, and the business started back in 1982. We actually started out calling on retail store chains doing renovation work across the country.
Okay.
And since then, we've grown into a full-service contractor. We do work for general contractors in Southern California, and then we've still maintained our basic business, which is multi-location work around the country.
Is most of your business on the commercial side?
We're 100% commercial.
Okay. All right, and another neat thing, I know you're part of the resource organization.
Yes.
And you're also, some of your history, Jeff, you personally worked for Design Weave, which once upon a time was a West Coast mill focused in the commercial side. And you go back with them as far as when the Cooks owned it, and then you were promoted, I guess, when Queen bought that piece of it. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I started with Design Weave back in 1986. It was a family-owned operation, then got sold to Queen, and then got ultimately sold to Shaw.
Yeah, okay. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, I wanted you to tell us a little bit about where you're finding business and what some of your strategies are for the state of the economy we're in now.
Well, I don't think any of us in this business had anticipated that the last year and a half our business would have been affected by this. And, of course, all of us have seen what's happened to the residential side of the business. Mm-hmm. But clearly the commercial has also been impacted a lot by the economy. And the thing that we've seen is flooring contractors, I think most people get into a bid mode where somebody who's used to making very good money, a salesperson, would say, well, the way to increase my business, if I normally get 2 or 3 bids out of 10, you know, now I'm only bidding one. Well, instead of bidding 20 jobs, I'm going to bid 100 jobs. And I think what happens at that point, we're getting away from basics, which is you got to call on the customer. And that's also been compounded by the fact that, you know, I think email and texting and everything else is really removing us from the customer. And we talk a lot about that in the sales meetings that we have here. You know, it's very easy when you're interfacing with an end user or a designer may not be a good example, an end user or a general contractor. Somebody sends you an email. It's great to put things in writing because everything is verified. I think we're at a critical mass now in the sales process, which is if we're emailing too much or we're texting too much, we're really missing out on building a relationship.
So what you're telling me, and I'm loving what I'm hearing here, is get back to basics. Get out from behind the desk and staring at that screen and go out. And when you say end user, you're talking about general contractors, facility managers, the people that are actually making the decisions around what flooring they're going to put in and who they're going to use, right?
It's just amazing how, you know, electronics really change the face of business, even to the point that sometimes I'll note that, you know, people in our own office will email somebody who's sitting 2 desks over when they could have easily gotten up and had some kind of conversation. And that's another issue in itself, but we have to be in front of the customer. And it seems like more and more we're having greater success doing that because a lot of people aren't doing that anymore. You know, everybody, again, is emailing or texting or whatever. And even a phone call is better than an email. You know, emails can be misinterpreted and texts can really be misinterpreted. And a lot of times you don't even have to respond to a text. It's not a very good way to communicate at all.
And 2 comments about that. I mean, obviously you're talking about tone. It's hard to express tone when you're doing written word. But what you, I think what you're finding out is by going out and visiting with the end user, you're getting more details around a pending job that allows you to better tailor your bid and make it a better fit, right?
Well, that's right, Kemp. And you know, really, for companies like us, we're problem solvers. And the way this industry has evolved, you know, I remember back in the old days, a typical job was carpet and it was VCT. And now you may have rubber, you may have ceramic. Yeah, I mean, there's all these new specialty floorings that require, you know, different methods of installation, different transitions. And I find when I get to the right person in a company, they definitely have problems. And it could be related to what I just said, you know, transitions. They can't keep the material on the floor. They can't clean the material because it's one part of a job that had 16 different products on the floor. And again, we can't get there if we're trying to email or, you know, any other form of data like that. And even having people come through our website, a website is a great beginning, but being on the phone or being in front of the customer just makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Well, I've said for a long time, and one of the reasons I went to this interview is you're reinforcing what I've been saying, is that, yeah, some of these tools, these electronic tools, they're useful. But if you put everything, all your eggs in that basket, you're not going to have the edge that, say, SCS has by going out and pressing flesh and actually speaking to the people that are involved with the project.
Right. And I've literally, and this will sound kind of funny, but, you know, one of the ways that we've found to get new accounts is for me personally, I do a lot of the marketing for the company, and I'll even have days where, you know, I'll put 100 business cards on my desk of people I've either met before or somebody gave me their card. And these are, you know, generally end users. A lot of them may be retail. You know, some of them are bank facilities people, whatever. And I'll call all of them in an hour. Mm-hmm. Because you know how it is. You know, you call people, you always get their voicemail.
Right.
And, you know, what I normally do after that, I'll leave a voicemail. If they don't respond, I'll call again and call again. And I don't continually leave voicemails, but I hope they pick up. And I had one instance one day where somebody picked up, and I'd made so many phone calls, I literally didn't know which person it was. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I hate to be rude, but who did I just call?
Yeah.
And he actually turned into a very good customer that we've done probably about $500,000 with in the last 6 months. And even though we communicate a lot on the phone, I've still not met him. To the point, I told him the other day, I said, you know, Michael, I'm almost afraid to meet you now because you may not like me in person.
Yeah.
But that was all totally out of a cold call.
Yeah. So the telephone is not an antique tool, is it?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Actually, you know, when you and I were trying to get together for this interview, it took us a couple of weeks back and forth, but it finally happened. Yeah. Real quick before we wrap this up, I know you're a national company, but talk a little bit about, you know, what are you seeing from an economic standpoint out in California right now?
It's still very tough. And, you know, the government sector, there's been a lot of bidding. You know, we've had a lot of school work. We have a big marine base out here called Camp Pendleton. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of construction there. But the problem with that segment is, since our environment is so tough, when we bid the work, the margins are so difficult to get to, we haven't been that successful.
Mm-hmm.
But I think given the state of the government out here and all that, it's going to take a while for California to come back. So knock on wood, I'm glad we do work also outside the state.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us, and I completely agree with your key message for getting back to basics and getting out and pressing some flesh. So we've been talking to Jeff Gordon with SCS Flooring, a commercial flooring contractor, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.